Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Today, we open our Bibles to Acts 23, where the Lord himself speaks encouragement into Paul's weary heart. It's a powerful reminder that even in chains, even in danger, and even in moments of exhaustion, God calls us to take courage and keep going. The question for us today is simple but profound. Are we willing to complete the work God has given us? Today's devotional is titled, Take Courage. We're reading Acts chapter 23, verse 11, and it reads, "The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, 'Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.'" The call to finish well. Paul was facing hostility, false accusations, and even threats to his life. In the midst of this, the Lord stood near him and reminded him of the mission ahead. "You must also testify in Rome." This scene shows both Paul's humanity, a man under pressure and fear, and God's sovereignty, a God who stands close and calls him forward. Paul may have felt worn down, but God reminded him that the work wasn't finished yet. It's this moment again that reminds us of Shakespeare's line we touched on in our last episode, "Parting is such sweet sorrow." The tension of joy and heaviness, courage and fear is deeply human. But God meets us right there, calling us to finish the journey He's marked out for us. Four practical ways to finish well. We, too, have moments where we feel worn out by life, ready to step back or even tempted to quit. But just like Paul, God's word reminds us that we are called not just to start, but to finish well. Here's how. 1. Daily renewal through prayer and scripture. Paul's courage didn't come from himself. It came from the Lord who stood near. If we want to finish well, we need to reset our hearts through prayer and God's word regularly. Even a few moments each day can renew our strength and shift our perspective. 2. Faithfulness in small things. Finishing well isn't about one grand gesture, but steady obedience in the everyday. Be faithful in the little things. Kindness at home, integrity at work, patience in relationships. Small acts of faithfulness become a legacy of finishing strong. 3. Accountability and community. Paul never traveled alone. He had Barnabas, Silas, Timothy, Luke, and others. We need people to encourage us, pray with us, and hold us accountable. Finishing well is easier when we walk together. 4. Eyes on the eternal prize. Paul later wrote in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." He could say that because he lived with eternity in view. When struggles come, remember, we're not just running for today's applause, but for God's eternal reward. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for standing near us just as you stood near Paul. Give us courage when we feel weak, hope when we feel weary, and determination to finish the work you've given us. Lord, we ask that you help us to be faithful in the small things, to build strength through community, and to keep our eyes on the eternal prize. I pray for every listener today, renew their hearts, strengthen their hands, and encourage their souls to press on. Remind them that they are not running alone, but with you by their side. Lord, renew their spirit and help them take courage and to hold on until the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, the same God who told Paul to take courage is speaking to you today. Whatever your mission looks like, raising a family, serving in your workplace, leading in ministry, or simply being a light in your community, remember this: your mission matters and you are not alone. Take courage, be faithful, finish well. If this message has encouraged you, please share it with someone who may need a reminder to keep pressing forward. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Jonesy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. I'm Stephen Jonesy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Jonesy Podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.